It is Thursday, which means it's the Star Report.
Well, I think the big news of the week is undoubtedly the fact that we have a royal baby. Sorry, Simon. I'm going there.
All right. No, you can go there. I'm just wondering if you are allowed to sue your parents, because how this kid is going to get teased for being a redhead and called Archie is just not funny. It's not funny.
I'm with you. I'm not happy with the name. The name is, of course, Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. The latter part is his surname, coming all the way down from Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth II. The name itself, once you delve into it, it's sort of nicer. Archie apparently means brave.
Yes, I did.
And Harrison, as you can understand, basically means Harry's son, or Henry's son, which is Harry's real name. And according to some clever royalists, it is almost a throwback to, or a tribute to, the late Princess Diana, as one of her ancestors was named Archibald Campbell. So it sounds as though he's going to be known as Master Archie Harrison. He doesn't have a royal title. It would have been the Earl of Dumbarton.
That's pretty nifty, the Earl of Dumbarton. I like that.
Yes.
I could live with that myself. Yeah.
So that is actually Harry's second peerage. There's a whole line of titles that he gets.
Yep.
But once Prince Charles becomes King Charles, or King George, the 120th, whatever he wants to become, then Archie will become His Royal Highness Archie Harrison. So yes, he is all of 3 days old. He's likely going to have red hair, and his name is Archie. But we digress.
Yes, yes, yes. Where are we going?
Well, other news is that sorry for all those people still hoping that Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt are going to get back together. The couple who were married very long ago, something like 15 years ago, and are now both single, Jennifer Aniston having divorced Justin Theroux and Brad Pitt being divorced from Angelina Jolie. Some are hoping, speculating that, you know, they might get back together. We've heard that they are still friends. But when asked directly by E! News, Brad Pitt simply said, "Oh my God," and got into his car.
That's a great response. That's saying it like it is. Tell me, did they have kids together?
They didn't.
I didn't, okay.
I think they were married for about 5 years. But no, they didn't have any children.
Oh, that's a classic response. Love that.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. That was
honestly
real. That's authentic for you.
Yeah. If you're a fan of Aladdin, so I'm still hesitant about this. Aladdin is coming out. The live action remake is coming out this month on the 24th of May. And it looks to be quite good. Will Smith is playing the genie. We have Naomi Scott from, I think she's from Power Rangers. She is going to play Princess Jasmine. But today they have actually released, I think that it's a version of A Whole New World, which is quite lovely. So you can actually go and have a listen to that, A Whole New World from Aladdin, from the new film. And finally, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, which most people know that I am, and you watched the episode that came out last Sunday, you'll have noticed that the thing about Game of Thrones is that it's medieval, and it's not really in our world. So
okay,
there's swords, there's dragons, and a whole bunch of magic. And apparently there's a Starbucks. So in this banquet
great, yes,
scene,
yes,
someone had forgotten to take away the takeaway coffee cup off the table.
You really think so? You don't think it was done on purpose?
No,
accidentally on purpose.
Spotted it.
Yeah.
And they made a very big thing of it. And to everyone's credit, they've made fun of it. So HBO, who is the network, which produces Game of Thrones, they released a statement the following day, Monday, saying
about a Starbucks cup.
People were, see, one of the families in Game of Thrones is called the Starks. So the hashtag Starkbucks started trending on Twitter. But HBO released a statement saying, the latte that appeared in the episode was a mistake. Daenerys had ordered a herbal tea.
Okay, that's classic.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. I have never, okay, you know I don't watch the Game of Thrones, but I look at it from a distance, and I have never ever heard so many people weigh in so much on the production of a series. If I recall correctly, you about 3 weeks ago said that people were most upset about the cinematography of one of the shows.
Yes.
Now they're upset about the Starbucks on the, I mean, where do they get off of having any input whatsoever? It's their artistic freedom to do with as they want. This isn't, let's decide how to jointly make a TV series. Surely.
Why is I've lost the coffee cup are just, I suppose, you know, laziness in a way. It's inefficiency. It's not taking your coffee cup off the table.
I wonder how much Starbucks paid to have that cup accidentally on purpose left on a series watched by 120 million people. Yes, I absolutely am.
Totally cynical.
And at that point, let's take a music break.